When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Now it is time to ask the Riddalo and Junior. Riddalo, of course, meaning the Ready to Love officer nephew, Tommy and Junior. This is from Jamie in D.C. Jamie writes, my wife and I got into an argument because I did not open her car door when we left a party. She only cared because it was in front of this new uppity woman she met. I've never opened her car door. So what's the big deal? Why was she showing out?
Okay, you ain't never done it. I get it. I get what you're talking about. But I get what she wanted. She wanted to stunt a little bit. So, you know, you. But did she ask you, though? Did she say, oh, I want you to get my door when we get out here to the car? Because that's not something. If it's not something that you do all the time, then, of course, you don't know that she wants this. Right? We don't know.
Yeah, let them know.
But, you know, I try to make sure I open my wife a car all the time, her door all the time.
Yeah, so then, yeah. Different eras,
it's just,
though.
It's just a routine.
Obviously.
Yeah. He wasn't taught that. I mean, if he doesn't, he doesn't know.
Different eras. Right.
Right. So how does his wife think he's supposed to know all of a sudden?
Well, sometimes I think women think that it's just innate. Men do certain things for their women. You know, they open doors, they pull out the chair. Yeah, they do these things.
Yeah.
Surely he's seen someone open a door for a woman before. Surely.
At some point in time.
Yes, in his life. Come on.
But for you young men out there, that's the proper thing to do, is to open the car door for your lady. Just so you know, that is what you're supposed to do as a man.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. It'd be nice. Yeah.
Okay.
That's what you got to say, Junior?
No, I'm saying that's right. I don't care nothing about you. You ain't never opened the door. You're supposed to open the door, and it's your wife. I don't know how long she been your wife, but if y'all been married more than 2 years, that's 2 years. She ain't never had her door open. That's a long time.
Ever. Yeah.
You should always open your wife's door. I mean, you just got out the car and what? Just went to start talking to the uppity women. How y'all doing? Everybody doing? How y'all feeling? Y'all good? All right now. Glad to be here. Where your wife at? In the car.
I don't know why she ain't opened the door.
She just didn't even get out.
All right, moving on to.
And when you open a door to a building, you let your wife go in first. You let your lady go in first. That's how you're supposed to do it.
Teach him. Hey, but a lot of these young guys say, "Wow, she could open a door for me." What?
Yeah. That's stupid.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's stupid.
Wow.
Yeah, that's stupid.
Times have changed.
First of all, do you even know why you opening the door and why you open it? You don't even understand why you open the door. For safety purposes, sir. Your most prized possession is out here on the street. What if something happens? Put her in the car. Or what if you're going into a building? Put her in the building first. You don't know what's happening. That's why you do it, for safety purposes.
That's your queen.
That's why.
school them, Junior.
Here's another thing, too, you need to understand. You let it get on the elevator first, and you get off the elevator first to make sure it's safe. Safety purposes, sir.
Uh-huh. There you go.
Okay.
You go. All right, Junior. I can't believe I even know that.
School them. Yeah. All right. Moving on to Celeste in Detroit. Celeste writes, my husband and I divorced back in 2014. We got remarried this year, but he still has his house and I have mine. I'm okay with the situation, but our children say it's ghetto to live apart. Should we do what works for us or try living together for our kids? Wow.
Ooh,
a lot in
I've
there.
I've always thought this was a great idea. I always have. I've always
living apart.
This. I've been looking at the house across the street from us for the last 10 years. I ought to move right over there and just deal with them when I want to. I've thought about it. If the house go back up for sale across the street, I ain't lying, I'm buying it. And I'm going to move across the street. And them kids can just come. When y'all want to come stay with daddy, y'all come over here. I'm going to come over there and cook for y'all on certain day. And me and your mama going to go back and forth. I just think it's just peaceful. I just really do.
You don't hate the idea at all.
No, I don't dislike it. If we moved next door to each other, we could just, you know, put a gate between the two fences and just go back and forth. You know, on them days she get on my nerve. You know what? I'm finna go home. I'm not finna sit here and deal with this. I'm finna go home.
I got a whole nother house.
I got a whole nother house.
Wow.
What is you doing over here in my kitchen? What do you want?
You need to call before you come over.
Wow. A junior?
No, these sound like some ungrateful children to me. You got two houses. That's what you have. Thank you. Two houses. Uh-huh. I wish that my parents would have thought of this, because when Dub and Alicia got separated, they didn't create no another house. They ain't creating bills. What they did was we had musical rooms around here. That means my mama took my room. I sleep on the couch. I wish I had another house. You ever had to get dressed in the living room? I have. All my clothes behind the couch. I got no room. I ain't got no privacy. Everybody in my room watching TV, eating. I got to wait till everybody get off this couch so I can just lay down.
Having company over.
You got two houses. What?
They're ungrateful.
They're ungrateful. They need some more rooms. Y'all got plenty of them.
I love it.
I think it's a great sitcom. My wife lives next door. I think it's a great sitcom.
I like it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, get to working on it. Emmy Award winning writers, the two of you. All right, moving on to Horace in Queens.
Ooh, they ain't making no more horses. That's the last horse.
Yeah. Horace writes, I'm the master of barbecuing, especially at my house. My wife threw me a surprise birthday dinner, and I saw my coworker on my grill. I was trying to keep cool. I was trying to keep my cool, but I didn't like it at all. Am I the only man that feels territorial about his grill?
No, you're not.
They all do.
You have every right to think this way. And my whole party, the whole night, my eyes would have been straight on my grill. I know him. He is not over there on my grill. I know he not over there on my grill. That's I can't stomach it. I can't. Even when I hire a chef to come cook. Even when I hire a chef to come cook, I'd be looking like, he is on my grill. Ooh, he is messing this up.
How can they mess up a grill, though?
Just little things. And you're moving stuff.
Disrespecting the grill.
That's like somebody come in y'all bathroom and move y'all makeup around. No, you don't want that.
Oh, yeah. No, they won't be in my bathroom.
How about this? Another woman cooking your kitchen?
Nah.
Have at it. Knock yourself out.
I know you're not looking at me when you said that.
I know.
Ain't nobody asking Shirley that.
Please.
Please.
This the wrong two to ask.
Yeah, he's the wrong two to ask.
Could care less.
Mikasa. Sukasa. Yeah. Mikasa is Sukasa. Help yourself.
Me kitchen.
Carly in there just pointing out seasonings. Black pepper up there?
Yeah, I think. The oven?
Flour in the pantry?
I think. That would be my response. I don't know what's in there. Enter at your own risk.
Obviously.
All right, guys. Thank you.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.